We can tell you today that the Territory's biggest citrus farm has finally been given permission to sell its fruit interstate, 5 months after the plant disease citrus canker was first detected in Darwin. The company, Nutrano, it grows about 30 hectares of lemons and 8 hectares of grapefruit near Katherine. It was declared free of citrus canker back in June, but it only received its permit to trade interstate last week. Farm manager Josh Clemenson says with the lemon season fast approaching, he's just relieved the farm has finally been given its all clear to sell citrus.
Oh, it was very stressful that we didn't have it, and I suppose because the lemon's coming on very fast, so now it gives us the opportunity to sell the fruit where we're looking at having to drop it on the ground. So, you know, obviously it's going to give us a better income, and you know, now's the perfect time for our lemons that are grown up here to be in the marketplace until Christmas, so we're very excited.
What did you have to do to get that that permit approval to take fruit out of the Territory?
Yeah, so it was working in collaboration with the DPI locally. So we did, you know, three surveillance rounds of over 2,000 trees each time. So they're looking to make sure that obviously citrus canker is not on our farm. Once those protocols were put in place, then we had to apply for permits, and then, you know, then we're looking for we had to get a permit for the packing shed as well, so, and there's a few protocols that we need to go through there with chlorine dosing. So it is a fair bit of work, but definitely worthwhile for us in the end.
Your farm was declared free of canker back in June. It's now September that you've got approval to get the permit to take the fruit out of the Territory. Is that too long?
I suppose, you know, we're always looking at this December window. It did take a long time though, and there was a lot of hoops to jump through, which I can understand. Like, everyone needs to be very mindful and careful. You know, this could ruin a whole industry, so we want to do the right thing to make sure that all the right steps are taken and the right protocols are put in place. So, you know, if we look at it that way, then it's not too long, because it's, you know, making the industry cleaner and safer. But, you know, we could have gone with it, you know, maybe a month earlier would have been great, but we deal with what we've got, so we're happy.
Did you ever think that you wouldn't get it?
You never know for sure, and I suppose, you know, we were sort of always counting on that we would hopefully get it, and I suppose we're 80% sure, but, you know, until you go through all the surveillances and tick all the boxes, you're never completely sure. But, you know, we were confident that, you know, we had done all the right things to make sure that our farm, you know, would pass all the protocols, and it was more about that the disease is not here and that has happened, yeah.
When it was declared that citrus canker was found in the Northern Territory, there were calls from growers interstate saying that all the citrus in the Northern Territory should be destroyed. How did you react to that?
It sort of made me a little bit disappointed. I think, you know, for people like us that have got, you know, good quarantine measures in place and have looked after our farms and made sure that the disease didn't come here in the first place, it was a bit disappointing that they were jumping to those conclusions pretty quickly. You know, obviously it did affect, you know, the citrus industry in Queensland, and they had to take out a lot of trees, but I think, you know, this was more broad scale, and it was a lot of domestic trees that had the disease, and not, you know, commercial growers like us that, you know, have all the right protocols in place. So yeah, it was disappointing that the industry looked at it that way.
Have you lost any money because of this disease outbreak?
We haven't lost any money. We've had to, you know, do a few more, you know, put a bit more capital works into the packing shed for a couple of different machines for dosing and stuff. So we've spent a bit more expenditure, but at this stage we haven't lost any money on the crops because they were just coming on now. So, yeah.
So now you've got that permit, when are you going to start picking?
Yeah, so we're going to put a crew through next week. So, yeah, pretty much immediately we're starting to get to pick, and we'll hope to put some lemons out in the marketplace in the next, you know, 2 to 3 weeks. So we're very excited to be able to pick, yeah.
And as you look to start picking, how's the crop looking?
Yeah, the crop looks great. So last year was probably one of our best years for a long time, and this year's no different. So the class is looking, you know, the majority is, you know, 90% is class one. So we're very excited with what we're going to pick off the trees, and looking forward to putting in the marketplace.
And I imagine your wholesalers would have been pretty happy when you called them up saying you've got the permit to sell your fruit.
Yeah, the boys in the market are very excited. They've been waiting for it and making sure that, you know, asking questions every couple of weeks. So we're going to get it, we're going to get it. And now that we've got it, they're looking forward to selling the product on the market. Yeah.
That's Josh Clemenson. He's the manager of Nutrino's Lemon Farm near Katherine, having a chat there to Dan Fitzgerald. The lemon season fast approaching, and we wish them all the best.